Okay, so today is Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, of course, is a very, very important day. They always say the holiest day of the year. But Erev Yom Kippur is a day to where it actually has its own particular avodah. As mentioned many times before, that the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur is to eat, right? When I was a bacher in yeshiva, the boys would go around in the base medrash giving out candies to everybody. Why? Because the pasha was a mitzvah to eat. Of course, the pashas is to eat something that will give you sustenance for the meal for the next day. Now, of course, that means that the day itself has a very special aspect to it. As we know, that, you know, the Hasidim say that sometimes not necessarily the mitzvah, which is the ikar, but it's the hachana for the mitzvah, which is the ikar. Getting yourself ready. The Erev Yom Kippur is the time for the hachana to go into the special day of Yom Kippur itself. What attitude could we have? What attitude could we inculcate within ourselves to go into Yom Kippur that it's going to be a day of true tshuva, of true recalibration, of a true sense of discovery of oneself? Because, of course, on Yom Kippur, by the way, on Yom Kippur, it's not just a day to daven. It's a day to really discover who you are and what you are. It's a day that sometimes when you're feeling it already like 2-3 in the afternoon, all you're thinking about is food. And you realize, is that who I am? I'm just food? My brain is just in food? Or am I an Eved Elokim? Am I a neshama or am I a guf? That's always what I speak about. The Ikar Yesod of a Jew, every single day, a Jew should be thinking to themselves, is that am I a neshama or am I a guf? And the maila is to be both, is to have the neshama be the driver for the guf. And that's what really this day is about. It's about trying to figure out who we are and what we are. But what attitude could we inculcate within ourselves, specifically? The very famous adage, very famous idea, which is Ein Simcha Kartaras Hasmekas. There's no truer or greater joy than simply just knowing the answer to something. To know that you had a problem, there was an issue, there was a challenge, and then ultimately got a response, got an answer. How could we use this idea, this message of Ein Simcha Kartaras Hasmekas? How could we use that going into Yom Kippur? So it's like this. Kedua the Gemara tells us, Sifri Chaim, Sifri Misim, the tzaddikim are nechtem la'alter, rishoyim nechtem la'misa la'alter, and the benanim are tulim va'oimdim ad Yom Kippur, which means that the benani, of which we all are, maybe yes, maybe not, maybe the bechin of a benani, be'etzem mais is a benani, who knows? But the idea is that if we're tulim va'oimdim, which of course everybody that I know for sure was nechtem la'chayim la'alter, but for me, my little self, maybe hopefully at least not a rush of a benani. So I've been in this case of doubt, almost this situation now of we don't really know what's going to ultimately happen. I'm in limbo. It's a suffix. Ein simcha kartas hasveikas. When comes Yom Kippur, you have the Yom Adin, and you do the tshuva of famis. The Benini has his answer. And the truth is, we ultimately really do know our answer. And the answer is that we never really were. It's really a gilui, by the way. It's a gilui, my friend, that we never really were ever Benini. We're always tzaddikim. Kulam tzaddikim. Ba'amcha kulam tzaddikim. Because it was never in doubt. Once you go through the Aseres Metshuva and you really build yourself, and then you get to the place where finally comes the Yom Kippur, you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my tshuva. He's mechakeli. He's waiting for me to do tshuva. Ah, then gili mulim afreya that I never really was. In safek. Ein simcha. That's the greatest joy. The joy to realize that the Boya Olam, the Elokim HaChai, the living God, loves us, cares about us, wants our tshuva, wants us to succeed. What greater way to go into Yom Kippur than that? Of course, Yom Kippur is a very solemn day, and it's a day where we think about how to get better and the things that we've done wrong and how we can get better. But that's got to come with joy. That has to be filled with joy. Joy, the simcha of knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my tshuva. So in a sense, you've already got your answer. The job is up to you now. You just have to do the right tshuva. And as we know, somebody who wants to do tshuva, it's already half the battle. It's already half the thing. Of course, all of us want to do tshuva. Every single one of us. I never met a person that does not want to do tshuva. I've never met a single person. Wow, what's the difference? You find people that have given up on themselves from doing tshuva. But that's not the same thing. Somebody who gives up on themselves, that's already, that's already something that's terrible. We read already a few weeks back that someone who says, "Bishurus libe elech," that I shall go on my own way. Why? Who am I? I'm going to go my own way. Bishurus libe elech, go my own heart. Says the Torah, such a person gets kares. We're moicheshmoi, the pasuk says. Now, why is it? Why do we erase his name? Why is such a person not zoicha to be remembered? Why specifically Adrab? And we find only another place in the entire Torah that says the lashon of Mechia, of actual b'moicha. Machay timcha as zecher amalek. Why by this guy over here, we forget him? And we destroy a blight out of his name, and it comes also to over here by Amalek. What's the answer? The answer is both because they really stem from the same place. The same place is that they don't think they're shaykh to anything. They don't think they're shaykh to this marechet. They don't see the hashkacha pratis in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva, loves us tremendously, and wants us to get better. Such a person who sees that, such a person who's in a sense denied that reality, doesn't exist. You don't belong in this world. You're in the wrong classroom. You're in the wrong place. We have to know within ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants not itty litty bitty me, of which we are itty and litty and bitty, little and bitty in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tshuva is so big that even me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my tshuva. And yes, I did that wrong, I did this wrong, but he still wants it. So we have to go into Yom HaDin with a sense of joy, with a sense of simcha, because it is a Yom Tif. That is the koyach of Yom Kippur. All the best.